Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons. Today is Tuesday, January 17th, and I hope you all had a wonderful, restorative and reflective weekend. Took Monday off yesterday. Bet you thought I wasn't going to do the podcast this week. Bet you thought, oh, this was just him doing it, doing what he usually does, where he records it for 1 week, and then the next week he's got to do it again, and he decides he doesn't want to do it. No, I stuck with it. I took one extra day. Okay, happy Tuesday. Welcome back. So, look, I'm going to just jump right into this and get it done, because today my back is killing me. My back is killing me. I can't sit in this chair anymore. I sit in this chair all day. I'm like the fat people from WALL-E, you know, the big blobs that just kind of float around on their hover chair. That's basically me. Who am I kidding? You know what I'm saying? And I think I just need to accept my big fat blob life. But it hurts. It's painful to me. So I'm gonna do this. I'm going to knock out today's min. And then I think, honestly, I'm going to go for a walk or something, get some kind of physical activity. But I will suffer through 60 more seconds of sitting at my desk for you so that we can get one more godforsaken minute of this movie under our belts and move on. Okay. Last week was pretty good. We basically had the big moment that we've been building to for a long time. The mob is not happy with Jimmy Hoffa. They're going to kill him. They're going to murder him. They're going to do murders on him. And the only person in the entire world who is there to protect him is the Irish man, Frank Sheeran, who has told him straight up exactly what is coming down the pike. And you know what? Pacino here as Jimmy Hoffa says, no. You know, I dare the mob to kill me. And if they do, I have files. That was another thing that happened a lot last week. He was, oh, my files will protect me. Bitch, what are you talking about? Your files, unless you're clutching them to your chest, like a high schooler, and the whatever bullets they want to fill you with hit the thick binders and books that you're holding up at your chest, and that's how they save you. Maybe I could see that, but I don't think that these files. Oh, if something happens to me, there's a big takedown coming. Yeah, you know who said that? Every other guy they killed before you. Okay, let's just get to the movie. So he has that conversation with Frank Sheeran, and now he's walking over. We're still in this party. We've been in this party for months now. In my time, it's probably, again, only been maybe a few minutes. But we've been at this party for Frank. It's Frank's party, right? I think so. And goodness gracious, he has to tell one of his best friends. I assume they're best friends now, right? They've been working together for so long. He's got a really chummy relationship with Frank's daughter, Peggy, who he's walking over now to say hello to. But at his own party, he's like, hey, you're going to die. You got to shape up or you're going to get killed. And he goes, yeah, so then I'll get killed. And he walks away and he goes, Peggy, let's dance. Okay, wonderful. You're all caught up. 2 hours and 23 minutes in. Or this is it's 2 hour 24th minute. So if you scrub through to 2:23, we're gonna start the next min right now.
Shall we dance? Excuse us.
Okay. And she seems to like him, as she always has. Had, I think, a pretty good relationship with him, even though we haven't seen her a whole lot. Don't forget about Anna Paquin watch. And she looks over her shoulder to a pretty devastated-looking Frank Sheeran. Who knows what this means? Oh, okay, so now we've jumped back into the future. We're on the road trip. I think, oh, goodness, I think we've jumped all the way forward.
A couple hours outside Detroit, we figured we'd spend the night, drive up in the morning. I mean, the wedding, that was the thing.
Right, the wedding.
So Bill Bufalino was giving his daughter away to a hell of a guy, better than the bum she was with before. Uh-huh. And that was all well and good. But the wedding was really a peace mission. That's what we were there for, and everybody kind of knew.
Okay, the wedding was a peace mission. What does that mean? Okay, so we jumped forward. We're in the middle of flashback, right? We started the movie at the old folks' home. He's in the chair. We keep seeing that he is, I don't think, talking to anybody. But he was narrating this jump backwards to going to Russ Buffalino's daughter's wedding. Is that a cousin or something? One of the Buffalinos. They're on a road trip. And then from the road trip, then we have the flashback to, I guess, the 50s when Frank met Russ at the auto repair shop. Okay, so not a great bin for the beginning of the week. Short week also, by the way. Oh my God, my back is absolutely killing me. Much like Jimmy Hoffa soon will be killed himself. Great connection, great segue. So we have this driving thing. I don't remember any of the it's his wife and Russ Buffalino's wife. The Pesci character is in the passenger side. I think we didn't see him just now. We just saw Robert De Niro get. We cut to the outside of some rest stop that they were at on this road trip. And he just got back in the car, and it was kind of a close-up on his face. And now he's talking about this wedding that they're going to, and it's the last thing I'm looking at here is a sign, Columbus, 64 miles, Dayton, 86 miles, Detroit. They're on their way to Detroit, I think, 272 miles. So they still got a ways to go. You know who else still has a ways to go? Me, this guy with this friggin' movie. We're coming down to the last hour, though. This file that I have here, I would assume also contains credits, which is something I have not been taking into consideration every time I say this is a 3.5 hour movie. The file's 3 hours, 29 minutes and 26 seconds, but the credits probably shave off a good 7 minutes, which I'm just kind of now realizing, or maybe I've talked about that before. I don't know. I've been doing this podcast for over 3 years now. Isn't that really sad? I addressed that last week for our anniversary, which is now definitely January 9th and not January 6th, just so everyone knows. That's it for today. I'm just going to keep it really short. You know what I mean? Let's get to tomorrow. Let's get out of this chair, stretch our back, and we'll come back to this tomorrow. The movie and The Irishman and Russ Buffalino and all these guys, they'll be here tomorrow, okay? And hopefully so will you be.